tour. That means I'm starting now. It means you're going to be home in plenty of time to catch them football games. Amen. Not that you care about that, right? Right, right. Philippians chapter 4, stand to your feet. We're only looking at one verse as far as for emphasis, but the entire chapter really constitutes the context from which we are going to preach from on today. But Philippians chapter 4, looking at verse 13. Looking at verse 13. The Bible tells us, it's the word of Paul to the believers in Philippi. Philippi is the city which they lived in, so that's why they are called the Philippians. And this is what he says to them: I can do all things through Christ who, what? Strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. Since we're standing, why don't we read it? Why don't we read it? Whatever translation you have, just read it out loud, beginning now. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Today, I want to do something a little different. Today, I want to talk about the dirtiest four-letter word that a Christian can use. The dirtiest four-letter word that a Christian can use. Now, look at your imaginations just running wild. I can imagine what's in your head, but I want to suggest something to you. There are a number of four-letter words in the English vocabulary that are considered dirty. They are offensive, rude, and hurtful. And right now, if I ask you to think of the dirtiest four-letter word that would come to mind, many of us would be embarrassed just to think of it. But there is one four-letter word that is more devastating than any of those nasty words that we could think of. This is a four-letter word that is so powerful, it can hurt, it can devastate, destroy anyone who dares to say it aloud. The dirtiest four-letter word that I want to suggest to you all today, my brothers and my sisters, that a Christian can use is the word can't. C-A-N apostrophe T, short for cannot, is a terrible, horrifying, disgusting word when used improperly. Why is this word so bad? Because when you begin to speak this word and when you begin to live the word can't, you are placing yourself within certain limitations. And you are placing yourself outside of the limitless boundaries of faith. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when you begin to say that you can't do something, you are now putting yourself on the opposing side of faith, which believes that you can do everything. Amen? Are you with me? Can't, my brothers and sisters, is a dream killer. Can't has broken up families. Can't has caused people to get into fights. Can't has ended friendships. Can't has caused people to quit their jobs. Can't will make you miss opportunities. Can't will get you fired. Can't has started words. Can't has caused confusion even in the church. And if we're really honest about it, some of us use the word can't much more often than we use the word can. We say what we can't do. We say what we're not allowed to do or able to do. We talk about can't. We use the word can't as if it is something that is a part of our life and how we look at life. But for us, the believer, the brother and sister in Christ Jesus, can't is a dirty four-letter word. And in verses 1 through 3 of this particular chapter of Philippians, it is amazing how Paul, or in the entire chapter, Paul breaks down to the Philippians the importance of understanding that you can do all things through Christ Jesus. In verses 1 through 3, he tells them, you need to help the people that are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, he is specific in saying that there are some women that have been working alongside of me spreading the gospel, and I want you to help those women spread the gospel. In verses 4 through 7, he is talking about rejoice and have peace even in the midst of trials and tribulation in your life. And in verses 8 and 9, he talks about practice excellence in the things that you see me modeling before you. In other words, my brothers and sisters, he's telling the believers in Philippi that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. There's no reason for you to say and to use the word can't to limit what you do. And so why is this so significant to us today? It's significant to us today because the same types of things that the Philippians were facing, the same types of things you and I face on today. And it still reigns true that can't is a dirty four-letter word in the Christian vocabulary. Are you with me on today? Because y'all looking at me like you're not with me. Are you with me on today? Amen. Can't is a word that we just simply have to get out of our vocabulary. We must get it out of our vocabulary. And there's only one way for us to be able to get that out of our vocabulary. We must look at verse 13 and see that it is the pivotal moment in the teaching that Paul is giving to the Philippians. He is saying that the only way to get can't out of your vocabulary is to realize how you can accomplish certain things. The only way you can accomplish certain things is through whom? Jesus Christ. And so he begins to explain some things about that, or he's letting them know as he's summarizing this letter that you can do certain things, you can do all things, let the church say all things, through Christ who strengthens you. And there's some things that I want to teach about this thing. And listen, what helped me to understand this a little better and make this thing a little plain is I was just looking at my son's PlayStation 3. This helped me to understand the text. Now, y'all looking at me like, what in the world does this have to do with a PlayStation 3? What it has to do with the PS3 is that the PS3 began to show me some things. It's almost like it got a voice and began to talk to me and began to teach me some things about this particular lesson. Because there's some things about the PS3 that I discovered, and I'm like, you know what? That sounds like the Lord is revealing some things about himself to me using this simple machine called the PS3. First and foremost, the first thing that I learned about Jesus and learned about getting rid of the word can't in my life through Jesus is that he does everything I need. He does everything I need. And here's how I got this from the PlayStation. A few years ago when the PlayStation 3 came out, it came out with the promotion, PlayStation 3, it only does everything. Boasting that in addition to playing video games, it also allowed you to get on the internet, it allows you to watch DVDs, it plays music, it does all these different things besides playing video games. And so the slogan that Sony chose to promote the PlayStation 3 was, it only does everything. And my brothers and sisters, I know that I can think of some things that the PlayStation 3 isn't able to do. Even though Sony claims it can do everything. But when I think about Jesus, there is absolutely nothing I can think of that Jesus cannot do. If it's peace that I need, he can do that. If it's love that I need, he can do that. If it's joy that I need, he does that as well. If it's just that I need a friend to show up when I need him, that's what he can do. In him is everything that you want, and everything that you need can be found in Christ Jesus. The old folks used to say that he's a doctor in a sick room, and he's a lawyer in a courtroom. Whatever it is that you need, you can find it in Jesus. So Sony is guilty of some misinformation and some false advertisement because this PlayStation 3 can't do everything. But when we as believers say that Jesus can do everything, we're telling the truth because there's nothing too hard for God. Amen? Amen. He does everything that I need. Listen to what Paul says. He says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, understand this, that it's important for us to discredit, if you will, or to understand how that particular verse is used wrong often. A lot of times people use this verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, to suggest that Christ is going to bless them doing something that he didn't tell them that they should do. Okay, y'all listen. Okay. Sometimes we use this particular verse to say, God is going to bless me to do something that is absolutely ridiculous or something that is not on his agenda. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's not what Paul is talking about in the text. What Paul is talking about in the text, Paul is talking about in the text that no matter what my situation, no matter what my circumstance, I can handle it all if Christ is right there with me. That's what he's saying. That's really what he's saying. No matter what I'm facing, no matter if I'm in a mountain or on a mountaintop, or I'm in a valley, no matter what I'm going through, what I'm dealing with, I can handle it all because I know that Jesus is right there with me. Years ago, there was a fight between Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson. There was two different fights, but the first fight, it was amazing. I was watching this particular fight, and it was interesting as the fighters begin to come out. They come out with their music, and they get all hyped up. They got the hype men all around them and this and that. I remember that this was the fight of the century. This was the fight right here between Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson. And I'll never forget that Evander Holyfield came out, and he had on his robe. And on the lapel of his robe, it simply said, PHIL.4:13. He had Philippians 4:13 etched onto the lapel of his robe. And I was watching this with some of the deacons of the church, and we began to say, look at Evander Holyfield going out there representing Christ, because it says on his lapel of his robe, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now listen, understand that when Evander Holyfield had this verse on the lapel of his robe as he went to go fight Tyson, it was not suggesting that because he had this verse on his lapel of his robe, that that power somehow was going to come from that verse and enable him to be able to beat Tyson. He did not get in the ring thinking that just because he claimed that verse, he could do something that he normally would not be able to do. Evander Holyfield got into the ring with Mike Tyson after he had prepared for months in battling against this opponent. In other words, he was not using this verse as some hocus pocus. He wasn't using this verse as some incantation to get him to do something that he normally wouldn't be able to do. Now, listen, if I went into the ring with Mike Tyson, I can go in with him now and still get knocked out. If I went in there and put Philippians 4:13 and claim I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, y'all know in the first round, as soon as the bell rings, I would be knocked back to Nebraska. I cannot claim this verse and get in the ring with the opponent and try to do something that I am not prepared and equipped to do. I have to get this misnomer out of there, because some people use this verse to try to justify doing something that they have not prepared themselves to do. I can open this business because it says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But I haven't took not one business class. I haven't had any kind of experience. I don't know anything about doing the thing that I said that I'm going to do. And we claim this verse and say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That does not exempt us from preparing ourselves and doing what is necessary to make sure that we are able to fulfill the assignment that we have. Are you with me? He does everything for us, but it does not exempt us from doing some things to take part. This is why this is significant. Paul is saying this from a prison. He is in jail when he is writing this. Paul is saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If Paul was saying that just because I'm saying that I can do something that is supernatural, or I could do something that is unique, or I can do something that is ridiculous, how come Paul was still in jail? If that's the case, couldn't Paul have just walked out of jail and said, I can do anything that Christ strengthens me to do? Why didn't he just walk out of jail? Why didn't he just do something? Why didn't he get everybody saved? Why didn't he do any of that? Because he recognized that that's not what he's saying. He's not suggesting that we can do something ridiculous. What he's suggesting is that no matter where you are in life, you can handle it. You can make it because Christ is on your side. He does everything. He does everything for you. He does everything for you. Listen, secondly, here's another thing that this PlayStation 3 taught me. I was blown away by this particular one. I understood something. You don't have to, this is the second thing, you don't have to see the connection to be connected. And here's what I mean. Here's what I mean by this. My son and I, years ago when we first got it, my son and I were sitting down playing this PlayStation 3. Of course, he was whooping me up. And listen, the boy was whooping me up so bad, the boy got hungry and wanted to get something to eat. He gets up, David. He gets up, walks to the kitchen with his remote control and starts fixing a sandwich. I'm sitting there struggling, trying to get my little thing going. I'm sitting up there doing. The boy has the remote control in the kitchen and he's still whooping me up. He's still doing what he needs to do because he realized something and I was fascinated by it. I had my little remote control plugged up to the console, but my son had discovered something. I wondered why he had asked me for an additional remote when we had given him the console for Christmas, but he had wanted to go to GameStop and get a different kind of remote. You know what he wanted? He wanted a remote that was able to be wireless, and my son was in the kitchen fixing him a sandwich and playing me at the same time while his dad was sitting there trying to figure this thing out and with his controller still connected to the console. My son taught me something in this, that he was still hooked up to the console even though you could not see the connection, because the beam was going from the remote to the console and from the console to the remote, and he was still able to stay in the game even though you could not see the physical connection. My brothers and sisters, here's what is relevant to us on today. That we as believers, no, we do not see Jesus physically. No, we cannot touch him physically. But that does not mean that we are not hooked up. We're still connected even though you can't see the physical connection. You can rest assured and be in perfect peace that you are still hooked up with heaven. Why? Because there is a beam that is being sent from heaven and a beam that is being sent from you to heaven. And that is called the Holy Spirit. God deposited the Holy Spirit in us so that we could be wireless and still connect with the power of heaven even here on earth. And we don't have to see the connection to still be connected. So why? What is Paul talking about in that? He says, I'm in jail, but I still have peace. And he's still telling the people, you still need to have peace. You still need to rejoice. He tells them to rejoice over three times in this particular chapter. Rejoice. If anybody should have had a complaint, it could have been Paul. He's sitting in jail, but he says, I have peace. I have joy. And he says, you ought to have peace that passes all understanding. Some of us are trying so desperately to try to figure out, how do I get what I need? How do I get that peace? How do I get that assurance? How do I heal from this hurt? How do I do this? How do I do these things? Because you're trying to get a physical connection, but don't forget about the spiritual hookup that you have. And that comes from a relationship with Christ Jesus. And as I sat there trying to figure out that game, my son was going on about his daily business and doing, getting something to eat and still playing and still getting something to eat. And he was able to do what he needed to do and function efficiently while I was struggling. Why? Because I was focused in on the connection and he was focused in on making sure that he understood that the connection didn't have to be there. He had what he needed to be efficient, and he needed to be successful. He had all that he needed. And some of us, the only thing that is preventing us from healing, the only thing that is preventing us from moving on, is because we're still trying to hook up Jesus to something that is tangible. We're still trying to get something tangible in our lives. And God said, I'm already here. I'm already moving in your life. Why is it that you're trying to look for that physical connection? And I've already given you something far greater. And I learned that you don't have to always see the physical connection to be connected. And we ought to be grateful for that. Because the people of God today, we don't have Jesus physically in front of us, but we are still connected to heaven. Amen. PlayStation helped me with that. It helped me with that. I couldn't see that connection, but my son, he was still hooked up with that remote, and, you know, and so I got wise to that thing and got me one too, and make sure that I'm able to do that too. And that's how it is. And anybody here, how many people here have a Bluetooth earpiece? Bluetooth earpiece. All right, those who have smartphones, some of us have a Bluetooth earpiece. And I learned another lesson with that because it was similar. The lesson that I learned with the Bluetooth earpiece is that you can have that Bluetooth earpiece on your ear. And you can get so comfortable with that Bluetooth earpiece that you'll eventually walk out of range. And when you walk out of range, the little woman's voice will come on and say, "Lost connection." And that happens to me every now, because I get so comfortable, I'll leave the phone sitting somewhere and I'll go walking around because I'm still connected to the phone through the Bluetooth earpiece. But I have to be careful not to walk outside of the range, because sometimes I walk outside of the range and then I lose connection with the base. And the truth be told, that's what's going on with some of us, is that we still have the connection, but we've just walked out of range. And God sent me by my way to heaven to tell somebody, all you have to do is just step back into range. And then you'll hear that voice saying, connected. Amen? Amen. 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 Here I'm almost done. The dirtiest four-letter word is can't. And this is the type of things that we have to recognize, that God does everything for us. He can do everything for us. There's nothing too hard for him. And secondly, you don't have to see that physical connection to be connected. But then there's another thing that the PlayStation 3 and all those video games, something me and my son used to play, haven't played those in a while. Actually, here's the last thing that I recognize, is that you can get another turn. You can get another turn. You could get another turn. Paul is writing that he can do all things through Christ that strengthens him. And the fact that he's writing that from jail, the fact that he's encouraging the people in Philippi, he's letting them know you can get another turn. Just because you are in a certain circumstance, listen, Paul was in a jail, but he wasn't done yet. The Lord wasn't done with him. He's experienced all sorts of trouble. He's experienced all sorts of trial, but the Lord was not done with him. And so he's encouraging the believers at Philippi not to give up, not to quit, not to throw in the towel, and remember that you have another turn and another opportunity. And that's really the good news about Jesus Christ. When it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. If you rest upon your own strength, you may quit. You may give up. But when it's Jesus working through you, it's amazing the stuff you can do when Jesus is the driving force. It's amazing the things you can handle when Christ is the center of your power, or is the source of your power. It's amazing what you can do when you allow Jesus to lead. Amen. And we hear that phrase all the time, that he won't put anything on you that you can't handle. Be very careful with that, because Christ dwells inside of you. You can handle a whole lot. You can handle a whole lot. I know that may not be a popular teaching right there, but you can handle more than you think, because Christ dwells inside of you. In fact, you can handle much more than you can imagine, because if you yield to him, if you allow him to take your burden, it's amazing how you will look up and you'll find yourself having survived a storm that you never imagined you would come through. When you have Christ in your life. So how did the PlayStation 3 help me with that? It helped me with this. And this way. I was playing with my son. He was whooping me up. I was losing, y'all. No, actually, this was the time I was playing with my daughter. We were playing this little racing game, just spinning around and this and that. And she was whooping me. And I'm like, okay, what is going on here? I win when I play by myself. But when I'm playing with him, I just was getting beat. And we playing this little racing game. And I'm like, she don't know nothing about driving, but she just zipping through the streets and just doing all kinds of stuff. And listen, all I was doing was just spinning around, crashing and burning. My little car would just go up in flames, poof, you know, I was just spinning around, crashing and burning. I kept spinning around, crashing and burning. Listen, I discovered something. She was a little younger at the time or whatever, and I went on ahead and I tricked her a little bit. This is what I did. I put the thing on pause Here's why I put it on pause. Because when I put it on pause, a message came up on the screen. And the message that came up on the screen simply said, do you want to continue or start over? I was being sneaky, y'all. Because I recognized that if I continued, I was going to keep spinning around, crashing and burning. And I recognized that I needed to start over. Y'all ain't hearing me. Listen. So I put the thing on pause because I was spinning around, crashing and burning. And I saw that message come up. Do you want to continue or do you want to start over? Come here and let me tell you a secret. The gospel of Jesus Christ is God put everything on pause 2,000 years ago and said to man, do you want to continue like this, spinning around, crashing and burning, or do you want to start over? That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. That's what it is. So when you consider it, you consider your own life. How many of us are spinning around, keep crashing, keep burning? And the Lord allows us the opportunity to have that message pop up. Do you want to continue like this? Some of us are in circumstances now, and the Lord is saying to you right now, do you want to continue in that? Spinning around, crashing, burning. It ain't gonna get no better. Or do you want to start over? That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. That he gives us another turn. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul recognized no matter how bad it gets, no matter what happens to me, I serve a God who gave me another turn. Another turn. He gave me another turn. He allowed me to start over. Because Paul was spinning around, crashing and burning, hurting people, harming God's church. And God stopped him on the road to Damascus. He said, do you want to continue like this? Or do you want to start over? And that's my question to you all as I close today. Is that no matter where you are in your life, no matter what your circumstances are, even if you are a believer, the gospel still speaks that to our lives. Because there's nothing that you are dealing with, no relationship you're dealing with, no circumstances at work you're dealing with, nothing that you are dealing with that it does not apply. And you don't have to say, I can't do this. I can't do such and such. I can't handle this. I can't. God provided a way. You don't have to spin, crash and burn. But you can place your trust in him and start over. Let's stand to our feet.